on the bumpers and on the top of the car, taking photographs of the parade coming. Immediately behind that is a blue car, a convertible with a top down with Secret Service in it. And following that is a gray car with a top down. And in that is President Harry Truman, President of the United States. Barrett had a tan gabardine suit. As he comes in, he salutes the crowd. He is receiving a terrific ovation from this crowd of 10,000 people. Secret Service men running on both sides of the car. The car itself is a beautiful gray Lincoln convertible with green leather upholstery. I'm standing about 10 feet from the president. As he gets out, he hands his brown fedora hat to the driver of the car and comes up on the platform, a broad grin on his face. Up on the platform he goes, followed by Mr. Clinton D. McKinnon, who will introduce him as you know. The crowd now picks it up and takes it away. Tremendous ovation for the President of the United States as he comes up on the platform. Photographers are solidly masked here in front of this rostrum at second base at Lane Field here in San Diego, taking pictures as he takes his seat directly behind the massive microphones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least a dozen, I guess, microphones up there. This speech is being recorded, of course, on everything from tape recorder to regular records, as well as being carried here on your 1240 spot on your dial here in San Diego. Radio stations KSON and KWFM at 104.7 on your FM band. I don't know just what's going to happen here next. The crowd has settled down. Capacity crowd at Lane Field, as I mentioned before. All of them eager for a glimpse of the president and eager for a word. And now coming up on the platform behind is Mrs. Truman and Margaret Truman and the secretary, I don't know her name, she's new in the presidential party, and two other very attractive ladies who are receiving a grand hand from the crowd. You can hear them, I know, in the background. Mrs. Truman is smiling and waving her hand, standing beside the president as they receive the ovation from the packed stands here at Lane Field. Now Clinton McKinnon is stepping forward, and I believe you will know. He's stepping back now. He is not taking the microphone. You will now hear. You will now hear the chairman of the Central Committee directly from the president's platform.
It's a wonderful feeling to see all you people here today. It's a wonderful feeling for the Democrats. It's a wonderful feeling, I'm sure, for the president. I want to welcome you, all of you, on behalf of the Democratic Party of San Diego, and of course hope that this means that you're going back on November 2nd to do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I want to present to you the man who we hope, the Democrats hope, a lot of Americans hope, will be the next congressman from the state. We want to retire back to San Diego among the many 40,000 men who exist there, apparently. The man who is now your congressman in Washington, Mr. Fletcher, and come back to Congress, a man who is interested in your welfare, who has demonstrated that effort, and who will go back there to do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you now Mr. Clinton D. McKinnon, your next congressman. Mr. McKinnon. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been 10 years since San Diego was then visited officially by a president of the United States. During these 10 years, this county and city have doubled in size and in importance. Today, in terms of population, buying power, and foreign income, San Diego County ranks as one of the first 25 counties in the entire United States. There is a tremendous value to San Diego in having a chief executive who is familiar
and sympathetic to the problems brought about by our rapid growth.